Charities is where we're going next, and well, in particular hospices, because it's been a very, very tough time for all charities, and hospices doing the wonderful work that they do are just as much in need of funds as everybody else. And as we've come out of the recession, there are, well, I think there are things that are going to happen that haven't happened in a couple of years. And joining me now is Louise Wise from she's the fundraising coordinator from St. Catherine's Hospice. Also with her is the development coordinator, support and development, let's get that right, Frankie Goodall. Morning to you both.
Morning, Tony.
Morning.
Right, can I start with you, Frankie? Very posh title this to the name, support and development coordinator. It's been around a long time, St. Catherine's Hospice, hasn't it?
Yes, indeed. St. Catherine's has been running, coming up to 40 years, actually, in Crawley, covering East Sussex, West Sussex and East Surrey.
It was one of the first ones around, if I'm correct, as far as I remember.
Possibly so. We are, of course, the only one covering that area. So butting up to us on the border are other ones. I think we have been in existence a long time. We started in Horsham and we moved over to Crawley. And that was following the wonderful work done by Cecily Saunders, who created the hospice movement, who saw a need for hospices in the community. And we're very proud of the work we do.
Mm. I mean, the work is still the same, but I'm guessing, if you're like most other hospices that have been around for any length of time, you're a very different movement and organisation to that you were, say, 40 years ago. And, you know, the facilities you have and what you can actually help people with is much greater. Would I be correct in thinking that?
I would say yes, to be positive. However, we've grown. As needs have arisen, we have grown to work with them and provide them and develop them. And the main thing I would say, the main change, is the size of the population we're caring for. That has grown hugely from those days. It's never been big enough. We've always needed more and more staff and provision for the work we do on our inpatient wards and also in the community. And we are still doing that now. And we are very excited with the potential of moving to our new hospice in Peace Cottage.
Oh, when does that happen?
That will happen next year. The building is going on very well. Last week I had a tour of the site in my boots and high-vis jacket and hard hat.
Very smart.
It's looking stunning. I would encourage anybody who's in Peace Cottage to drive around and have a look at it. It's looking absolutely fantastic. We've had to work very hard to get the money to build it, along with a lot of local support. But it's coming on, and next autumn we would hopefully be down there running the hospice in full. Maybe this time next year some staff, perhaps admin staff, will be down there.
Well, when you get a bit nearer the time, will you get back in touch with us and we can talk a little bit more about that? Because I know it's wonderful, wonderful work that you guys do at the hospice. And as I said, every person I've ever spoken to who's worked in a hospice has said how cheerful these places are, considering the work that is actually going on and the reason for you actually being there, just how wonderful the atmosphere is in them.
Absolutely. We try and put quality into days. If we can't put days into a life, we try and put quality into days. We're full of celebration. Any excuse, we'll have a celebration. We don't talk in hushed tones, so that patients hear general chit-chat going on around. We have choirs come in to sing. Hasn't quite happened yet since COVID, but the place is full of a lot of joy, a lot of smiles, because we want people to feel relaxed like they would in their own homes. And the care we provide within people's homes, and we cared for over 2,000 people in the time around COVID and leading up to COVID, our nurses have a wonderful, calm way of going into people's houses and instilling calm to the family, to the patient, and that is what we're very proud of, and that's what our reputation says about us.
Now, one of the big thing with all sorts of organisations like that, I believe, if I'm right, you get a small part of your funding from the government, but the rest of it you have to raise yourself. Would that be a correct assertion?
Yes, it would. We do get a bit of NHS funding. We have to apply for it every year. We never know whether we're going to get it. It never arrives on the same date every year. So we have to be prepared for one of these awful times when it doesn't arrive. But that's about a third of the funding. Two thirds of it is raised by supporting the community, people who are doing the wonderful things to support us, corporates and in the community. And obviously that has been quite restricted during the period of the lockdown. So we're just building up again. We don't receive, we're not part of NHS funding, although we do work closely with NHS, and we don't receive money that's raised for care in the community and that sort of thing. That is not our stuff. Sometimes we benefit by donations, but when our funding is largely down to community support.
So how difficult is it to actually keep up with things? Because, I mean, things are going up at an alarming rate now, which means that people have got less money to spend on things like charitable donations and things. How difficult are you finding it to actually keep up with funding?
Largely, we just do. We work very hard at it. That's what we as fundraisers do. We have to work very hard at it. Mm. We're always looking for innovative ways. We have had some successful appeals, and we will have appeals in the future. But thankfully, our reputation is so solid that people have just amazed us with their generosity. They've recognised that we need their support more than ever now, and we will do till we come out of this period of hardship for everybody. So we thankfully, our reputation remains strong. People want us to succeed and want us to provide the care we are renowned for. We just need to get more money so that we can care for more people, more families, more individuals.
Yeah. Well, I know you try and put a fun element into some of the fundraising. One of the events that's coming up is your midnight walk, and getting involved in that is the other person who's been sitting very quietly waiting, probably doing a bit of typing at the same time as well, is Louise Wise. Louise, good morning.
Good morning.
A midnight walk. It's not actually going to happen at midnight, is it?
Well, the walkers start at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock, so the idea is that they are walking through the night at midnight.
Oh, right. How long is this walk?
So there's four route options. So you can take part in a 2 mile, 7 mile, 13 mile, or 20 mile route. So depending on your fitness ability, there should be a route to suit everybody.
Yeah, that's 20 miles in a night is quite a bit of a hike, isn't it?
It is. So they get going at 8 o'clock so that they sort of get back within a reasonable time in the morning.
I'm not sure that 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning is a reasonable time, but it's fun nonetheless.
Oh, it's later than that.
is it? Right, okay. And I'm guessing that you encourage people to walk in groups rather than as individuals.
Yeah, so it's a walk that's open to everybody, men, women and children. And like I said, there's all the different route mileage to include everybody.
Yeah. When does this take place?
So this is taking place on Saturday the 3rd of September at the Bridge Leisure Centre in Broadbridge Heath. And they'll be walking around Broadbridge Heath and all through Horsham.
Oh, right. OK, so it's a nice part of the world to go walking around, that's for sure.
It is,
Have you got enough people to do this yet, or do you need some more?
Yeah, so we've got over 450 people signed up already, which is absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
But, the more the merrier. So if anybody is interested in signing up, they can visit our website, stch.org.uk/midnightwalk.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of the pictures on there. You need some volunteers as well, I do believe, to help you with this.
Yeah, so we need up to 100 volunteers, and there's plenty of different roles for them. So some of them are our route guides, and they're out on the street, pointing our walkers in the right direction, clapping them on, and just keeping them safe. And we have other volunteers who help us at the Bridge Leisure Centre, and they do things like hand out the breakfast, hand out the fizz that they get at the end, or hand out the medals, or sign the walkers in. So there's a role for everyone.
So it sounds good. How do anybody wanting to get in, find out a little bit more about this, apart from going to the website, is there a number they can call or an email they can send to actually get information or to apply to take part?
Yeah, there is. So the email address is events@stch.org.uk. And the contact number is 01293 447333.
Okay, that's really good. Now you've got the midnight walk going on. That's just one of the things, of the many things I know you've got going on. What else is there that you can tell us about that you're needing help with, or you're needing people to take part in to raise funds?
So we have plenty of challenges, like run challenges, so people can take a place in that. We've got the Barnes Green Marathon, half marathon coming up, places in the London Marathon, places in the Brighton Marathon. So our challenge eventers raise a lot of money for us.
Yeah. Do you ever actually sort of, where you got things like half marathons? I mean, I've spoken to some people at different hospices that have done marathons and they've always wanted to have a go themselves. I'm going to ask you the question. Have you ever had a go at a half marathon yourself?
Not a half marathon, but I was so inspired by our charity Marathon Runners that I did take on the Brighton Marathon a few years ago.
Oh, wow. So you went better than the half marathon. You did the whole marathon.
Yeah. And it was such a brilliant day. And I wasn't a runner, and I did the couch to 5K and I built it up from there. So anything is possible. So even if you're thinking it's not for you, then get in contact and we can help build you up the stamina to take part.
Yeah. Frankie, have you done any of this stuff at all?
Do you know what? I was dreading you coming to me and asking that. I have done a walk. I have done a 26-mile walk, but that's as far as it goes for me. But I'm very good at cheering.
A 26-mile walk is not to be sneezed at, I tell you. It really isn't. I mean, it's longer than your midnight walk at the moment, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
I'll okay. take that. That's fine.
Yeah. So, can I come back to the fact that you're going to be moving premises to Peace Pottage, hopefully by the autumn of next year? Have you got all the funds together for that now?
There's never enough. We've never got enough money. That's for sure. Due to a recent appeal, our charity Extra appeal, we were able to secure the funds we needed to say, yes, we've got enough money to finish it. But there are many, many things we would like to add. We'd like to develop the gardens, garden furniture, all sorts of things. If you know yourself, if you're setting up a house, there's always more and more you could have. And we need to secure the funds for future generations. We never work just for today. We're always looking ahead. And so more money would make us feel more secure for the future, and we could develop and grow as we want to, and that would mean we could care for more patients and their families. So there is never enough money, but of course you have to be business minded and think, can we afford this building? We are at the point of saying we do have enough funds. We are managed, our funds are managed very, very carefully. We know we can finish the build, but the level at which we finish the site will be fantastic, but there's always space for growth. And the new site will have additional space so that when the time comes, we can grow even further. We can add an additional building and hence more beds.
Yeah, you see, out of every little acorn, giant trees grow, you see. And this is the wonderful thing about what you guys do with hospice. 40 years ago, somebody came up with an idea, let's try and help with the hospice. And I'm sure that whoever it was that started that never had a clue or an inkling as to the progress that you'd make to this point where you're now going for a brand spanking shiny new premises. I think it's absolutely wonderful.
And shiny new premises, and that means better care, better involvement with the community. We're wonderfully supported by the community there in Peace Pottage. It will give us so many more opportunities to grow and provide an enriched service and care provision.
Okay, now, I don't mind which one of you does this. Little appeal, because you want some volunteers, don't you? Somebody.
Well, we can both agree. We're not. Neither of us is going to argue. But Louise, perhaps you take this one.
Yep. Is this volunteers for the Midnight
Walk?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's volunteers for anything to do with hospice. Yeah,
absolutely. We always need volunteers. We would love any inquiries about volunteering for the Midnight Walk, as Louise has mentioned. But there are so many volunteering opportunities. If you don't think you have a skill, you probably have. Come and be part of St. Catherine's and grow with us and follow this exciting journey that we're on to get to Peace Pottage.
Well, I think the whole thing is absolutely wonderful. I know, I say, it's been running for a very long time now and is very, very well thought of. It seems like you're very well supported, but anybody wanting to take part in the Midnight Walk, go to the St. Catherine's website, which is stch.org.uk. You'll find a whole bunch of information there. Louise Wise and Frankie Goodall, thank you for talking to us this morning, and good luck with the walk, and certainly good luck with the new hospice.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you
very
much.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you.